The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Halacha is Daf Yud Dalet. We discussed in the previous shir at length the idea dividing the psul of Shalei Lishma from the psul of Pigel. Shalai Lishma, the psul, is a psul in the Maisa Avoida. If it's a psul in the Maisa Avoida, anything that goes into being defined as a Maisa Avoida, even if it's only half of the process to make the korban mutter, but still that's the Maisa Avoida of itself, even if it's only a chatzi matir, only half of what creates the effect that that Maisa does, there's a psul Shalai Lishma. That's the Mishnah by us, Kala Menachah, Shniksim Shalai Lishma. You don't need the Machshava Shalai Lishma in the Levoina, in the liquid Levoina for that. The only place we need both them together is only in the dynamic of Pigel, because Pigel is a psul in the Korban. Now, this needs a little bit work, because we learned by Richus in the beginning of Zvachim that the Briskerov explains that Shalai Lishma is not per se a psul. Shalei Lishma is not a psul, simply that the ma'isa has to be done, the ma'isa avoid has to be done Lishma, and by thinking Shalei Lishma, you're mafkiat, like let's say making tzitzis, Shalei Lishma. So you're mafkiat, and now the tzitzis were made Shalei Lishma. It's not a psul. Piskov explains, no. A psul in the avoidah creates a dynamic that's a psul in the carbon. So it doesn't sound so different than pigle, but the truth of the matter is that it still is different. Because in Shalei Lishma, what happens is, it's a psul in the chelek haritzui of the carbon, right? That's mavud, that shalei lishma cannot, can, most shalei lishma, kol ha'azvachim, shenizbuchu shalei lishma, al kosher, al shalei l'shem bailam. That means that the existential shalei lishma does not passel the carbon, it passels the ritzui of the carbon. The ritzui of the carbon is the seid avodas adam, shechit kabbalah hilach hazrika. So, Mimela, even a chelik of the Maisa Avoida, what it does is it takes away, it's mafkia, the ritzui of the carbon. It doesn't passel the carbon per se. What I mean to say passeling the carbon? By pigel, the chelik that the mafagel is thinking about is not even the chelik that's totally in the ritzui in the kapora, the yotzi de chavosi, the carbon. He's thinking the machshava is a machshava in the achilo. What happens is there's two chalokim in the carbon we described. There's the chelek ha-matir, there's the chelek ha-dam, the chelek ha-ritzui, and there's the chelek ha-chidl. Chelek ha-chidl is b'chalal not na'akiv. L'moshul, if every part of the carbon got lost, nitma, yotzov, chutz mi-Yerushalayim, after the avoidus ha-dam, so then the carbon is a carbon. There's nothing missing in the avoidus ha-carbon. The carbon is meratzah, the carbon is mechaper. The problem is only that there is lamaisa a relationship between the two parts of the carbon. There's a relationship between the part of the carbon that avoides Adam, the chelik that goes on the mizbeach, and the achila, both achilas adam and achilas mizbeach, that's done afterwards, even though it's not ma'akiv. But if there's an infection, a virus, a machshava poiselis, an improper thought process, legabi the achila in the avoido, that passes the carbon klape achila to the point where the whole carbon becomes nifsa. So well, that goes deeper than just passeling the avoida. That's why it's be'etzem, the carbon itself becomes a dover nifgal. It's not just that it's possible that the ritzui doesn't take place. Shalei lishma, bring another carbon. Nothing happens. The carbon itself, even if it's enemirati, even if it's possible, shalei lishma carbon that's brought, shalei lishma carbon chatos, carbon pesach, where it's possible, it just means you weren't yotzi dechevos and you have to bring another carbon. But nothing happened to the carbon itself. It doesn't become a dover osur lechel. It becomes psul hamikdashim. Pigel can become a dover. It becomes something that has a chi of karis because the psul is chal in the carbon, in the chelik hanechal of the carbon. Even though, again, the chelik hanechal of the carbon is not ma'akiv legabi the ritzu, legabi the kapora, but if the machshava of the achilois is improperly thought, b'shas avodas hadam, that means that the whole carbon becomes infused with a machshava's pigle, the whole thing is possible. There's an interesting hoisof on this. seems to be a machlek sushainim. We're describing that, that's the Mishnah after Zion, that's one of the ikur components of our sugis of pigul, is the fact that since the relationship of pigul is in the achilois, b'shas, not b'shas da avoidus adam, because that's not the point. So it has nothing to do with the ritzu, it has to do with the korbon, the relationship of the chelik adam, the matir, the materium of the carbon with the achilles of the carbon. So it has to be the mefagel, what creates the problem, has to be a machshava that's infected, infused in the whole matter. Mefagel b'chatzi matir, we pass him, chachomim. And after Zion, the mefagel b'chatzi matir, Moshul Kmitza, without the Haktoris Hakmitza, without the Haktoris Lavoina, or Haktoris Lavoina without Haktoris Kmitza, is only a Chatzi matir. It doesn't really create the effect of being matir achilo. That's not a full mefagel. What happens if Taka, if there's a mefagel b'chatzi matir? It seems clear that there is a, doesn't create pigul, even if the machsheves chutz le zmanoi, which should, if it's a mefagel b'kulei matir, it will create, but it's definitely possible. Is that psul d'raisa? It would seem that Tosfos and Zvachim daf mem aleph amud beis holds that it's the rabbonon. Rashi and daf mem beis amud beis holds that it's d'raisa. Interesting to figure out what the machlokes is. Bepashtus, what's the machlokes? The way we're describing the matir, without the whole matir, since it does not have that effect, it does not create the effect of heter achila, so it does not cheper, it doesn't create a problem with the matir niter effect unless it's the whole matir. Only the whole matir creates a heter achila. So being the chashman achila and a half a matir is meaningless. The chert should be kosher mideraisa. On the other hand, what we could say is that the reason why it's possible is because al koponim, a maisa with a machshava paiselus, the maisa kishala atzmi is a possible maisa. Forget about whether it infuses that problem in the matir niter effect. The maisa itself is a possible maisa. If that's true, so that's a little bit of a steer to what we're saying. We're saying that the whole point is that when it's done, the mefagel is in the whole matir. So if it's the whole matir, it destroys the relationship between the matirim and the nitorim. If we're saying that even that be'etzim, even in the maisa avoida of the matir, even without having the full effect of the matir, there's a machshava peselus in the maisa avoida. So then we see that machshavas pigul could take place in the realm of the maisa avoida. It doesn't have to be dafka in the relationship, disrupting the relationship, the chain of communication between matir and nitir. So L'chayra, let's ask ourselves, so what's Taka Shitz Rameya? The Tana Rameya holds that there's no problem with Taka B'chatzi Matir. So obviously we have to say, it's not Mestaba that he argues on the existential idea of Pigel being in Matir and Nitir that we described. He doesn't have a whole different idea of Pigel. No, he holds that the Maisa Matir is enough to be mefagel in the maisa which creates the nitir. It doesn't have to be in the whole matir which would actually befoil have the effect of being matir achila. It doesn't have to be mefagel in the whole thing. It has to be mefagel in the maisa which creates that effect. And if it's part of that maisa that creates the effect, it's also enough. So then we'll say that the same thing yafilu l'didan that we hold in order to have the full brunt of pigel has to be chal the whole matir. The whole matir disrupting the carbon klapi the achilles, and that's why the dover hanechal becomes dover sheish by chorus. If it's done only halfway, so then it only has the effect of creating a psul, but it doesn't create the full brunt of that pasl. We'll give another example of another place where the paslos in the avoido, as opposed to a paslos in the matir, legabe the effect on the chelik ha-korban of the achila, and that's why it creates a pigel effect in the chelik ha-nechel of the korban to be a midi diyesh by psul. We'll give another illustration of where this plays itself out. We have by us in the discussion the Gemara, mefagel b'chatzi matir. So, mefagel b'chatzi matir, what happens if he was mechashev lefagel b'chatzi matir, but not in the second half? Do we say that the first half, al das rushoin huwaisa, since he was mechashev lefagel in the first chelik, so memela, that is moira, that's megala, it's a gilui on the second chelik of the avodah, that's also pimachshevus pigul. We say no, what he thought about, he thought about, what he didn't think about, he didn't think about. So the Gemara is back and forth on this. Kiveiger, Beos, and Zvochim,
Daf Mem Aleph is Mitzayin that Legabe Shaloi Lishmo, Moshul the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Vochim, is a Dovah Poshut that even if you say that there's no Stom Lishmo, the Gemara comes out, Lamaisa, that even if the mind of the Ovid by a Korban is blank, Stom Lishmo, the Maisa that he does, Bistom is Lishmo, even if not, Loita Hami Lishmo, that he has to think Lishmo, but it's enough that he thinks on the first part of the Avoida. Why? Because he's Kevea, that he's doing the Avoida Lishmo, Al Das Hushain Huoisa, no problem. So if that's true over there, why shouldn't it be true over here? So Biskurov is Mazbir, that the two have no shaks with each other. When we talk about Shalom Lishmo, we're talking about a Tzura of a Maisa Avoida, Maisa Kapor, Maisa Meratza. In that Maisa, what a person puts into his thought process in the Maisa becomes the Choisemes, becomes the Shtempel. That becomes the Mahus, the definition of what he's doing. If that's what he's doing, so it becomes the thought process of the whole doing. So then the whole doing is Aldas Hushayinu Oysa. By Pigel, the Psul is not in the doing. The Psul is in the doing that creates a certain effect. Legabe, what's affected? The Matir. In the achilos, which are affected by the matter. So, Melo, what he's thinking about b'shas ma'isa is not a kvius in the ma'isa, because the thought process of pigel has nothing to do with the ma'isa itself. He's doing a ma'isa avoida. He's doing a ma'isa k'torah. What does it have to do with the carbon which is going to be eaten tomorrow? Chutzul zman chutzul mekaymei cholilo. The thought process only affects how we look at the whole carbon in total, but it's not in the ma'isa avoida per se. So, Melo, over there, you're not kvei. You didn't fix a thought process that's existential in the Ma'isa Avoida, so mel over there, it's not so over here, it's not so poshut. Da'adas Roshayna Huoisa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.